Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Most people know about retrograde. Few people know about this. Every planet has a relationship to the sun, not just by aspect, but by phase. Where a planet sits relative to the sun in the sky determines something classical astrology track carefully. Whether it was a morning star or evening star. A morning star rises before the sun. It arrives on the eastern horizon ahead of dawn, leading the light. A morning star is active, initiating, extroverted. It produces what it signifies earlier, in youth, with speed, without waiting for permission. An evening star sets after the sun. It lingers in the western sky after the sunset, trailing the light. An evening star is receptive, inward, and patient. It produces what it signifies later. Immaturity, through delay, through ripening. Same planet, different phase, different delivery. Now, SECT, S-E-C-T, is one of the oldest organizing principles in Hellenistic astrology. Every chart is either a day chart or a night chart, determined by whether the sun was above or below the horizon when you were born. And every planet belongs to one of those teams. The sun, Jupiter, and Saturn are day sect planets. The moon, Venus, Mars are night sect planets. A planet operating in its own sect is more capable, more coherent, better able to deliver what it signifies. A planet out of sect is working against its own nature. Saturn belongs to the day sect. Morning star Saturn is rising before the sun, operating in daylight, in its preferred condition. Saturn is in fallen Aries. That is true. His authority is undermined here. His structure, hard to impose on a sign that doesn't believe in waiting. But Morningstar takes some of that edge off. Yeah, he's debilitated, but he's not broken. He's in the wrong sign, but he's in the right phase. Saturn is the planet of karma. Not karma in the abstract, but karma as in consequences. As the law of return. What you built or neglected, what you honored or avoided. Saturn is the planet that eventually presents the bill. Saturn is Father Time itself. Saturn is the record keeper. Saturn does not forget. Saturn does not rush. He arrives when the accounting is due. Morning star Saturn means the accounting is due now. Not at the end of this cycle, not later in life, but right now. What morning star Saturn means practically, the two houses Saturn rules in your chart are not quietly building pressure in the background. They are coming to the surface now, early, actively. The karma those houses carry is not coming later in the year. It's arriving in this window. The extent of what you experience in this window depends largely on what you've been doing. If you've been putting in the work steadily, putting in the hoop, putting in the work, building with integrity, leading a balanced life, this period advances your goals. The determination is real. The drive is real. Saturn and Mars together in the morning star Aries gives you the endurance to push through any obstacle slowly and surely. You understand all good things come to those who wait, and you're willing to keep moving. If you have not been doing that work, if past projects were handled without integrity, if the foundation has been neglected, then this period presents the consequences clearly. Not quietly, not eventually, but right now, other people reflect back the results of what you have built. You may feel like you're pushing against something that will not move. This is not punishment. That's the information. The sky is showing you what needs to change before you can move forward. Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius. Find those two houses in your chart. That's where the morning star is shining. If you were born during the day, the sun was above the horizon, Saturn's on your team. Morning star Saturn in the day chart is uncomfortable in Aries, but operating within his set. The difficulty those two houses carry has some structure to it. It arrives early, but it arrives with the capacity to be worked. But if you were born at night, sun below the horizon, Saturn is already out of set in your chart. Morning star adds urgency on top of that. The restriction and reckoning those two houses carry arise faster and less filtered. More raw, less managed. The morning star is not waiting for you to be ready. Same sky, but different receipts. Mars in domicile is already operating at full capacity in his own sign, by his own rules, with no landlord to answer to. Morning star adds another layer. He's not just strong. He's leading the light. Rising before the sun means the action is already in motion before the day has context for it. Mars morning star in Aries does not consult. It moves and reports back later. Mars belongs to the night set. He operates best in the darkness, in the receptive half of the cycle, where his heat is tempered, his aggression directed inward toward purpose rather than scattered outward into conflict. Morning star puts him in the daylight. This is not his preferred condition. The force is real, but it's operating outside its natural environment. For night bursts, Mars is already on your team. Morning star adds urgency to that strength, and the two houses he rules in your chart are pushing forward with real direction. For the day burst, Mars is doubly exposed, out of set, and leading the sun. The action moves fast, the force is real, and the internal governor that normally regulates that force is not fully engaged. You're either building something or you're breaking something. The chart knows which one. Do you? Mercury is the one planet that shifts sex by phase. Morning star Mercury joins the day set. Evening star Mercury joins the night set. Right now, Mercury is the morning star. His mind is aligned with the daylight, with clarity, with forward motion. Mercury in Aries carries no essential dignity. He is a guest in a sign that moves faster than he prefers to think. Morning star accelerates that. The thought leads to action. The word goes out before the full picture is formed. Declarations get made. Positions get staked. The message is already out. What morning star Mercury in Aries asks is, what you are saying built on something? Or is it just the fire talking? Aries does not naturally pause to verify. Mercury in this condition is sharp, direct, and quick. But quick can mean incomplete. The morning star is not waiting for the revision. This is not a static picture. Mercury is in motion, and the degrees tell the story. Mars and Saturn were conjunct at 7 degrees Aries. Mercury was at 6 degrees, 1 degree behind both of them, moving faster than either one. First, Mercury reaches 7 degrees, conjunct Saturn. The messenger meets the greater malefic at the same degree where Mars and Saturn just stood together. Mercury walks into the aftermath of that conjunction. Words meet structure, or words meet obstruction. What you're trying to say runs into what is being demanded of you. There's a reckoning in the language, a conversation that cannot be avoided, a document, a declaration, a confrontation, something Mercury rule, carrying Saturn's full weight. This is not a moment of casual communication. Saturn conjunct Mercury demands serious thought of all commitments, business partnerships, contracts, real estate, financial matters, personal obligations. Current agreements are being reviewed. Long-term decisions are being weighed. You are unlikely to be rash under this influence. You are more likely to be quiet, to contemplate, to measure the consequences before you speak. And when you do speak, when Mercury passes through this degree, what you say will be meant. If you make a commitment under this conjunction, it will stand. If you reject it, something is likely to finish. The words carry the weight of Saturn. They last. This is also the ideal moment for any project requiring sustained concentration. A writing project, a long-term intellectual pursuit, a plan that requires intelligence and patience to execute. The plans and decisions made in this window carry a 7-year harvest. Saturn's cycle is long. What you commit to now, you will be living with at the next Saturn square. So choose accordingly. Then Mercury runs down Mars. Mars is moving forward, but Mercury is faster. Mercury catches him. The messenger meets the lesser malefic in his own domicile. What was reckoning becomes a push. The message that met obstruction now has the fire to move through it. Mercury conjunct Mars in Aries is not a diplomatic conversation. It is a direct one. Then Mercury passes Mars and moves ahead. He leads them both. The thought outruns the action, outruns the limitation. Mercury Morningstar in Aries, having passed through both malefics, is no longer behind anything. He's ahead of the conversation before the conversation knows it started. 3 Morningstars, Mercury threading through the conjunction degree by degree. Whatever's being initiated in this window is not unfolding slowly. It is stacking in rapid sequence, and Mercury is walking through it all. Saturn, even in fall, is still asking you to answer honestly. The two houses he rules in your chart, those are not background noise right now. They're the foreground. Morningstar Saturn is not subtle. He's not just stating quietly. He rose before the sun this morning, and he'll do it again tomorrow. What is being asked of you in those two areas of your life? That is not a rhetorical question. The sky is waiting on an answer. Do not caller ID the sky. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. You can leave a comment there. I would love to hear from you. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit booking. There's even a link below. You can book there. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these daily offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. There's even a link below to support. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.